This is the Cambridge Preliminary English Test, Test 2. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. How many eggs do you need to make the cake?
That cake you made yesterday was lovely. Could you show me how to make one?
It's really simple. Have you got any butter?
Yes, I've got about 100 grams.
That's fine. And you'll need 150 grams of flour and sugar. You mix the butter and sugar together, add one egg, mix some more, then add another one. After that, you add some flour, stir well, then put in some more flour. Then you just pour it into a cake tin and bake it. Easy.
The first picture is correct, so there is a tick in box A. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. Where are the dictionaries?
As this is your first visit to the library, I'll show you round. As you can see, shelves are clearly labelled according to subject. Most books you may take home with you, but some, such as foreign language dictionaries, must stay in the library. These can be found over there, behind the computers, and it's best if you take them to the desks by the window and study them there. Or you can use these armchairs if you prefer to sit somewhere more comfortable.
Now listen again.
As this is your first visit to the library, I'll show you round. As you can see, shelves are clearly labelled according to subject. Most books you may take home with you, but some, such as foreign language dictionaries, must stay in the library. These can be found over there, behind the computers, and it's best if you take them to the desks by the window and study them there. Or you can use these armchairs if you prefer to sit somewhere more comfortable.
Two. Which evening dress does the woman decide to wear?
Why are you taking so long to decide what to wear tomorrow night? The black dress with the long sleeves will be fine.
Long sleeves are a bit uncomfortable, but yes, it's a nice dress. Trouble is, I've lent my short-sleeved dress to Angela. That would be perfect. It's a long dress with a wide belt. Anyway, let's see what I've got here. This one, also black, short-sleeved. But it's got white flowers on the sleeves.
Oh, why don't you phone Angela and get your dress back?
Yes, I think I will.
Now listen again.
Why are you taking so long to decide what to wear tomorrow night? The black dress with the long sleeves will be fine.
Long sleeves are a bit uncomfortable, but yes, it's a nice dress. Trouble is, I've lent my short-sleeved dress to Angela. That would be perfect. It's a long dress with a wide belt. Anyway, let's see what I've got here. This one, also black, short-sleeved. But it's got white flowers on the sleeves.
Oh, why don't you phone Angela and get your dress back?
Yes, I think I will.
Three. What is the man's job now?
When I was young, I used to paint. I always dreamed of being an artist, painting pictures for a living, but I didn't do very well at school, and so I left early to join my dad working in the family photography business. After a few years of that, I got bored and felt I wanted to go back and study. That's when I did my degree and teacher training, and I've taught photography ever since, although I still paint in my spare time.
Now listen again.
When I was young, I used to paint. I always dreamed of being an artist, painting pictures for a living, but I didn't do very well at school, and so I left early to join my dad working in the family photography business. After a few years of that, I got bored and felt I wanted to go back and study. That's when I did my degree and teacher training, and I've taught photography ever since, although I still paint in my spare time.
Four. Which calendar will the boy buy?
Mum asked me to buy her a calendar. Shall I get this one with pictures of mountains or this one with boats on it?
She loves sailing, so get that one. I like that one with wild animals, but I don't suppose Mum would.
Mm.
And you can't get the one with mountains because she had that last year.
Yes, I know. I'll get the one you suggested then.
Now listen again.
Mum asked me to buy her a calendar. Shall I get this one with pictures of mountains or this one with boats on it?
She loves sailing, so get that one. I like that one with wild animals, but I don't suppose Mum would.
Mm.
And you can't get the one with mountains because she had that last year.
Yes, I know. I'll get the one you suggested then.
Five. What time will the writer arrive at the bookshop?
All fans of Peter Robbins should go to the South Street bookstore tomorrow afternoon, where Peter will sign copies of his book, Love of Life, and answer questions. He is expected at 2:15 and promises to stay until 3:30, when he has to leave for another appointment. Get there as soon as you can, because if it's anything like Peter's last visit, queues will start to form at 2:45, or even earlier. Don't miss this opportunity to meet everyone's favourite writer.
Now listen again.
All fans of Peter Robbins should go to the South Street bookstore tomorrow afternoon, where Peter will sign copies of his book, Love of Life, and answer questions. He is expected at 2:15 and promises to stay until 3:30, when he has to leave for another appointment. Get there as soon as you can, because if it's anything like Peter's last visit, queues will start to form at 2:45, or even earlier. Don't miss this opportunity to meet everyone's favourite writer.
Six. What did the woman leave in the restaurant?
Hello, back again. Did you leave something behind?
Yes, I don't know if you remember, but when I wanted to pay the bill, I couldn't find my purse. So I emptied everything out of my bag to look for it, and that's when I took my keys out. When I got back to the car, I realised they weren't in my bag.
Which table were you sitting at?
Now listen again.
Hello, back again. Did you leave something behind?
Yes, I don't know if you remember, but when I wanted to pay the bill, I couldn't find my purse. So I emptied everything out of my bag to look for it, and that's when I took my keys out. When I got back to the car, I realised they weren't in my bag.
Which table were you sitting at?
Seven. Where is the bicycle?
I think someone's stolen my bicycle. I left it by that tree on the pavement, but it's not there anymore.
Perhaps it got in my father's way when he was parking his car.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. It's on the other side of the road, by that street light. He probably moved it. I'll remember to leave it well away from the tree in future.
Yes, and lock it next time as well.
Now listen again.
I think someone's stolen my bicycle. I left it by that tree on the pavement, but it's not there anymore.
Perhaps it got in my father's way when he was parking his car.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. It's on the other side of the road, by that street light. He probably moved it. I'll remember to leave it well away from the tree in future.
Yes, and lock it next time as well.
That is the end of part one.